TikTok doesn't want to get banned. AMD thinks your monitor sucks. And NVIDIA is not getting the upgrade that we wanted for the RTX 50 series. Let's get into the hot news, everybody. I'm your Brett host. We're going to be going over the hottest tech news that I can find on the internet while you enjoy your breakfast this Monday, March 11th, 2024, which... Daylight savings times happened. I forgot that that was a thing, and now my South African employees are in a different time schedule than I was used to. Okay. But speaking of things that are happening overseas, turns out that right here in the good old US of A, there's a petition to finally ban TikTok nationwide. This is coming after a lot of discussion happening at many state levels. There's been a lot of discussion at the federal government, but now this is the one with the most legs and the most movement under it. The Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act, or PAFAKE, is a bill that essentially bans the distribution of things that come from adversarial countries to the United States. So things like TikTok would not be able to be distributed by the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. This also impacts a few other companies that have been riled up because of this, such as DJI, who makes drones, as well as different cameras that we use here at UFD Tech. And one of the things that happened with this movement, with this part of the bill, was that it was actually passed in a unanimous vote of 52-0 by the Energy and Commerce Committee to advance the measure to potentially be included for a full vote in the United States Congress. On top of that, President Joe Biden has said that if this bill actually reaches his desk, he would sign it, whereas previous measures that were going to ban TikTok, there has been some hesitancy from the White House as to whether or not they would support it. So this one seems to be more legitimate. I didn't cover this at first because I wanted to see where this was going, and as time is passing, it does appear like this could potentially lead to the downfall of TikTok, so much so that TikTok actually has been putting out within the app, hey, call your representative, call your congressman, try to get this worked out, because if you don't, TikTok could be banned. If it does get passed, the company that owns TikTok, ByteDance, would have 6 months to sell off the property to somebody else so that it's owned wholly within the United States. There's no known people who would do that at the current moment, but one person whose name got thrown in the ring was Bobby Kotick, the former CEO of Activision Blizzard, and that just, then you could call it like a TikTok. It'd be great branding for him. Obviously, we'll keep you up as all of this continues on. I'm honestly really skeptical that this will make its way through the United States government. I'm not terribly versed in the political realm, but a lot of times things that have this much economic power, a company that is this large, likely can't be disbanded that quickly. I don't see it going through without like certain protection measures being put in place for the larger companies that have large stakeholds and footholds here in the US, like DJI or TikTok. But let's keep our minds overseas, at least from my American perspective, talking about what Apple did to Epic Games on the Swedish App Store, because Epic Games applied to have their Apple developer account back after they've been banned for many years. Apple said yes, but then Tim Sweeney tweeted out some really mean things about Apple, and then Apple was like, no, you're not allowed to do that. You stop. You're not a developer anymore. And then the European Commission launched a preliminary investigation to kind of find out, wait, hey, Apple, are you just bullying Epic Games? And so within 2 days, Epic Games has their account back on the Apple App Store, and Fortnite will be coming back to iOS over in Sweden. You don't have to worry your sweet little brains about it. Thank you, European Union, for making sure that Apple can't bully Tim Sweeney. That's the good news of today. And Reese, give us the deals, the good deals.
Yo, welcome back to UFT Deals, bringing the hottest tech deals on the internet. Happy Monday, guys. Hope you guys are doing well. And hey, deals. Starting off today, because some of you guys liked the cloth mouse pad last week, we have this Corsair MM100 cloth mouse pad for only $4.99, making it $5 or 50% off. Then if you want to slap something on that, you can get the Logitech G502 Hero Wired Gaming Mouse for only $44.99, making it $35 off. And then lastly, we have AMD's big boy with the Ryzen 9 7900X 3D for only $388.99 with the included promo code, making it $75 off. And hey, them's the deals. You can find these and more linked in the video description down below, but until next time, I'm gonna hand you off back to Brett for the rest of your hot news. Cheers.
Well, Reese, AMD thinks that deal you got on a monitor, I'm sure you've pitched one that was 120 hertz recently, it sucks, it's stupid, it's bad, they're not gonna certify it for FreeSync anymore. This is coming out after last week AMD announced some more changes to their certification on how FreeSync is going to work. And if you have a 120 hertz screen, you're pathetic, you're poor and broke, and AMD doesn't like you, because FreeSync now on monitors and TVs, to get even the base level, FreeSync rank recommendation by AMD. If you have a 1440p or 1080p monitor, it has to be a minimum of 144 hertz. If you're at 4K, that means that your horizontal resolution's above 3440, so therefore you're allowed to be only at 120 hertz. So that means TVs, which are typically 4K, 3840, which is higher, they can be at 120 hertz. So this works for consoles, but if you're looking for anything for your gaming PC, well, you can't get FreeSync if you're just on some 1440p 120 hertz nonsense. You want to know why AMD did this? They said 60 hertz is no longer considered great for gaming, and that a majority of gaming monitors are 144 hertz or higher, and that when FreeSync came out in 2015, 120 hertz was a rarity. So now that it's more frequent, 60 hertz, pathetic, it's bad for gaming. You normal person who just has a regular monitor, you suck. You can still get variable refresh rate, and I'm sure you can get adaptive sync to some extent. It's just that it's not going to carry AMD's certification. It's really like not the biggest deal in the world, but it is kind of funny how all of that is shifting. There's no real commentary I can make on it besides, like, I was thinking about this yesterday when it comes to display technologies, that for the most part, for I guess the greater part of 2010s, there was a large push in trying to up the resolution, going from 720 to 1080 to 1440 to 4K, and the jump to 4K to 8K is just not really happening. I've had an 8K TV since 2020 when LG sponsored a video for us, but they have not become that much more accessible in that time. But what has become more accessible in that time is things like mini LED, OLED, higher refresh rate, higher contrast levels, brighter HDR content, getting up to HDR 1000, HDR True Black certifications. There was just such a long period where the push was for resolution, and then it feels like that's backed off since like the later part of the 2010s, and now we're focusing on more of the quality of the display rather than the density of the pixels, which I'm all here for. The only display where I think the pixel density still makes a lot of sense to like kind of hype up is in going to be augmented and mixed reality glasses. Like the Vision Pro, having the amount of pixels it has makes it a fundamentally better experience than the Quest 3, just even for that reason alone. So that was just the ramblings of Brett right there. And the ramblings of AMD is that, hey, NVIDIA is not the only one who can do AI chatbot. NVIDIA has the chat with RTX thing. We can tell you how to install somebody else's software. We can do that. AMD published a guide for how to install LM Studio so that you can chat with Ryzen, Radeon on your computer. It feels desperate that they're doing this. I have nothing good to say besides I think the people who would want to run a local language model would know how to do this. The thing about chat with RTX is that it's like simple and like baked in with the NVIDIA stuff, and like I don't know, AMD, you're looking a little desperate. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the RTX 50 series, but NVIDIA did have some things to say about AMD and the competition when it comes to AI, and that is they can't even give them away for free. If you got free AI chips from any other company, they would not be worth anything, because it's just NVIDIA has that much of a lead when it comes to their AI processing. But getting a free AI chip? Dumb. Bad. Pathetic. It would be like me giving you like an R7 240 right now, being like, hey, you can play the latest games. You can keep up with Helldivers 2. Enjoy that. You certainly can run it, I think. Probably not. But it's not going to be a great experience. But let's get to talking about the RTX 50 series, because there's new details coming out from a well-known leaker who's been trying to keep paces with how NVIDIA is exactly going to be speccing out these cards. And it turns out that one of the wishlist items for the RTX 50 series, especially the 5090, was that the memory throughput was going to be through the roof. 512-bit bus would have been a significant upgrade over the 384 bits that we've been seeing on things like the 4090 or the 3090 Ti. And it turns out that it's just not happening. It's just going to be the same. NVIDIA is not going to give us more. It's going to be 384 bits. You wanted more for your memory throughput, you're going to have to wait for something else or potentially buy a higher class card, because the RTX 5090 is going to likely still be 24 gigabytes and the same memory bandwidth and have the same memory bit interface. It likely will have higher bandwidth because it is expected to use GDDR7, which just got through certification. So that's going to be coming out, but the 5090 itself likely not going to be a huge step up in the memory department from something like the 4090. But in terms of the cooling department, Jensen let everybody know in an interview that the next generation DGX system, which is their big honkin' wonkin' chomper GPU, is going to have to be liquid cooled. It's going to be too much. It's going to consume a lot of wattage. Dell already talked about how these Blackwell GPUs will likely be 1,000 watts. And so NVIDIA is just saying, yeah, we had to figure out how to cool all of this, but don't worry, Intel figured out how to cool 2,000 watt processors. So you could just hold your little horses on that. And I want to hold your little comments in my mouth and spit them out, because it's comment response time. I'm sorry for that. I don't even know how to say this name. Daponejguggenberg. I feel dirty for saying that. It says, the $8 a day is completely insane. I really hope this fails for NVIDIA. It's insanely greedy. Bolto is saying, $1.5 for an hour of gaming is insane. Just 1,000 hours can be achieved in a year, assuming around 3 hours of gaming daily would cost you $1,500, which is the cost of a good mid-range PC. I'm glad that there was such a negative response to this, because when I filmed my episode of Hot News, I had not seen the internet's reaction, how much NVIDIA was charging for the day passes for GeForce Now. I felt like it was an absurd amount. It was way too high. And seeing that that's generally been the sentiment of like, NVIDIA, what are you doing? I feel a little validated there. Now is that owner saying $8 a day? That's almost $3,000 a year. You could buy two RTX 4090s with that money. Are they insane? And I hear that argument, but it's also one that I really try to stay away from in Hot News, because the idea isn't that for the $8 day pass that you wouldn't then just switch over to the monthly pass, which is $20 a month, which gets you everything that you want. Buying the day pass for 3 days is more than just getting the monthly pass. So I think it's really supposed to be like, oh, if you have like friends over, and you have a Chromebook that you can let them borrow, and you're trying to play Fortnite together, you can buy them GeForce Now, the $3-$4 day pass, the cheap one, and then you guys can play together, and it'll be a little bit easier that way. It's still too expensive. I don't like it. Even if you break it down where it's like you can get the monthly thing, I feel like NVIDIA's being way too pushy about it. And we got Too Much J-Pop saying, unrelated, but RIP Toriyama. Yes, in case you didn't hear, over the weekend, it was announced that Akira Toriyama, the creator of Dragon Ball, as well as a bunch of other beloved franchises, passed away, unfortunately, and a lot of the media and things that he created live in the consciousness of so many people. I know personally for me, like watching Dragon Ball Z after school as a child was just a formative experience. It was like one of the first things where it wasn't like, I don't know, mindless kids entertainment in a way, where like Goku going Super Saiyan because his best friend was like murdered. It just felt more substantial than anything Pokemon was doing at the time. It's a sad day. He will be missed. It sucks. Now let's move on with some more comments. We got Ryzen saying, Brett is correct about people not upgrading every year. Most people can't even afford to do that, and it doesn't make financial sense, especially seeing the hard times we fell on. I have an RTX 2080, and I still have an upgrade. I've been thinking about waiting till the 5000 or 6000 series. It's not that I can be wrong about this. Like, that is just what the data says. It's not an opinion that I have that most people don't upgrade every year. The data from every single piece of hardware vendor on the face of the planet will tell you that people don't do that. It is not a thing that happens. The most common upgrade cycle is 5 to 7 years. That is when people buy. NVIDIA, while they will compare to the previous generation, will get RTX 5090 versus 4090. Who they're really trying to appeal to are the people that purchased their cards in 2017 and 2019. So the people that are on between a 1080 Ti and a 2080 Ti, that is going to be who people are looking to upgrade to the 5090. NVIDIA knows that. NVIDIA is a bad example because they're going to be selling to AI people. 145 Combine saying, it's definitely a weird metric to be using to measure how much success AMD has had this past year. It's the slowest increase in market share, but it is still an increase in market share. There was a time when AMD wasn't even considered, so I think an increase in market share is a win in itself. No, that's like wrong. It's just not how it could be interpreted. I'm sorry, I don't want to come across too forcefully here, but the data of the chart is that there has never been a worse time. Any time AMD has launched a new card has been better for them in increasing market share. When you say there was a time when AMD wasn't even considered, now is that time. Now is the least amount of times AMD is considered when it comes to how many GPUs are they going to sell out of 100. It is the fewest. right now. This is the time where AMD is not considered. You or the general culture may have not considered AMD, but they were still being purchased quite heavily. This is the worst time for AMD in a new GPU cycle. That is the point. There was not a worse time where AMD wasn't even considered. That was just the lull in between when they launched a new card and then they didn't launch one. So like this year, this data is not going to be used the same way because they're not launching the RX 8000 this year. Likely if they do, it's going to be towards the end of this year, late Q4. So 2025 will be the next time we measure how did AMD increase market share. Every single year, AMD released a new generation, they saw a much higher uptake than they did with the RX 7000 series. This is their worst launch in terms of total market share. AMD not being considered. They're not in people's systems. Long live Intel. Arc, arc, arc. See you back here tomorrow for more of the hottest tech news.